Donald Trump has been taking loss after loss after loss, but this breaking news that we just got out of the Eastern District of Virginia is truly unbelievable. Donald Trump's own authoritarian sloppiness seems to have just blown up his illegal case against James Comey. Remember, Trump has spent the past few years targeting James Comey in Truth Social posts, saying that someday, when Trump gets into power, he'll have revenge against James Comey. It was some dark stuff that all came to a climax when Donald Trump sent out a post to Pam Bondi naming three people. He said, "Hey, Pam, we need to essentially speed up the process against targeting these three people, Letitia James, Adam Schiff, and James Comey." Two of the three people on that list were then indicted over the next few weeks, but the James Comey indictment was uniquely suspicious. I mean, they all are, because Trump meant to DM Pam Bondi this demand and accidentally posted it online. But the James Comey one was suspicious due to the replacement of respected prosecutor Eric Siebert with interim U.S. attorney Lindsey Halligan, who was handpicked by Donald Trump and is one of the major players in this case. Interim U.S. attorney Lindsey Halligan used to be a model of some sort and then was handpicked by Trump, which it doesn't matter if you were a model. I don't care about that part, but Trump has this proclivity towards picking people based on looks, but not experience or merit, as he claims to care about, or any actual skill. So he picked interim U.S. attorney Lindsey Halligan, and she admitted today in a stunning moment that the full grand jury never actually reviewed the final indictment against James Comey. One more time, Lindsey Halligan never even showed this final indictment to the grand jury, which is illegal, which means the case is essentially closed, and which means she may have committed a very, very illegal act in the process. This reads from Anna Bauer. "During a hearing in a federal court in Virginia, prosecutors confirmed that the operative indictment in the case against James Comey was never shown to or voted on by the entire grand jury before it was presented in an open court." So just to back up, not only was this rushed through due to Donald Trump's post on September 20th, roughly 2 months ago, he said, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action. What about Comey, Adam Schiff, D. Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is being done." Then Donald Trump makes a direct call to put in somebody in the Eastern District of Virginia that can prosecute these cases and says, "Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you. We can't delay any longer. Justice must be served now." A revenge-filled post with three names, two of which have been indicted thus far. This was already a huge, I was going to say a huge red flag. This is authoritarian, fascist, illegal bullshit coming from the president of the United States, where he is directing people to prosecute and target and indict his political opponents. But the only saving grace here is that his team is so incredibly incompetent, they made a very simple mistake. And a mistake that is, I don't even know how often, this is rarely ever made. Grand jury never saw version of Comey indictment the government filed. The grand jury that charged former FBI Director James Comey never saw the version of the indictment that interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan signed and that was delivered to the judge. The government acknowledged Wednesday in an extraordinary concession that could nullify the indictment, that likely will nullify the indictment. I want to play you a clip of Ben Mycelis just 2 days ago explaining, sort of predicting this entire case and saying, it seems like this is going down this path. I mean, he had it all right in this clip from a few days ago. Take a listen.
"But the issue with the missing transcript involves the fact that the grand jury rejected the indictment when it had three counts and it was first presented to it. And according to Lindsey Halligan, she had to go back, print out another document because the grand jury was confused about what it looked like. And then she brought back a two-count indictment. And she said the grand jury then agreed to this two-count indictment. That's the part that's missing on the transcript. That's what Judge Curry in the disqualification hearing was referring to, right? That's what we've now learned. And so if she never presented the we don't know this, but like, this is why the judge said we're in uncharted territory, is what the magistrate judge said today. The idea that she may have just presented a document as the grand jury indicting James Comey that they never even saw, or they weren't aware of, because that's not captured on the transcript. Jordy, that goes beyond disbarment. Like, that's like quite, again, this is why I want to be very careful with my language, because we don't know. But if that's what took place, Jordy, that's criminal. Like, that's as like that's literally a criminal act that in normal times would put somebody away for 20 or 30 years in prison. Like going to a grand jury, like forging a grand jury signature on a document. That's why the judge says, okay, it's either missing, Lindsay, or you're handing me something they never saw. It's one or the other.
Ben Mycelis called it out perfectly on the podcast, and it's just crazy. The main headline, the main takeaway is that Halligan said the full grand jury saw the original indictment that was presented. She said this today, she admitted it, but that the charges against Comey that are currently on the court dockets were not reviewed by the full grand jury. She had brought three charges, they rejected one, and rather than representing it, she just forged the rest of it. She forged the signature, it seems, and this is bad. Halligan only sought the indictment of Comey after Trump forced out previous U.S. Attorney Eric Siebert, who sources said had resisted bringing cases against Comey and Letitia James. When there's resistance, Donald Trump forces you out politically. This is the weaponization that we have been talking about. I have argued multiple times with Scott Jennings, with other people, about this weaponization, and they say Biden did the same thing. No. Nowhere ever throughout Biden's term was Merrick Garland, who honestly, between you and I found kind of weak throughout Biden's term. Merrick Garland was weak. He was somebody who was kind of soft and should have gone harder. Nowhere did Biden direct him openly to do anything. Merrick Garland took like 2 years to even make a decision on some of the January 6th stuff. That should be evidence that Biden wasn't doing shit. Biden was not doing what Trump is doing regarding the direction of interim U.S. attorneys to target people. So just to continue with the story, after Lindsey Halligan admitted this, it triggered an immediate response from Comey's legal team, as it should. They said, dude, Michael Dreeben, his attorney, said, dude, there is no indictment. His quote was, quote, there is no indictment anymore. You have no indictment. You have no case. Any charges against our client should immediately be dismissed outright on this basis. The basis that, hey, you can't just make shit up. And another really key point is that the statute of limitations has elapsed on this alleged conduct. A few days before the statute of limitations elapsed, they made sure to bring this case, but that was months ago. That was about a month and a half ago. So now the judge overseeing the case has to make a decision. The judge will likely throw it out. He was pressing Lindsey Halligan pretty hard for clarity on this, and Halligan admitted it all. She admitted what happened. She admitted and conceded that she essentially forged this. So we're going to see where this goes from here. Comey's defense is doing a good job of drawing the connection between Donald Trump's longstanding animosity towards Comey, his repeated posts calling for the indictment of Comey. They're doing a good job of linking that to the sloppiness, recklessness, and absolute just fascism in this case that we're currently seeing. The last thing that you ever, ever want to see in a case, in a democracy, is the president of the United States using his authority, using his power, his word, to push an indictment on a political opponent. And this is why it all falls apart. You can't actually do it in a legitimate way. So Lindsey Halligan had to lie, had to forge stuff. The judge now has to decide. He said he's not going to make the ruling very immediately in that moment. He said he's going to sit on it. We'll see. He said the issues are too weighty and too complex. Those were his words. Those were the judge's words. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. If you want to help boost this video, drop a like, subscribe, and peace out.